from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A 4-4 deadlock in the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The split decision leaves in place lower court rulings blocking the executive actions, according to the White House. President Obama spoke at the White House on the Supreme Court action.
But for more than two decades now, our immigration system, everybody acknowledges, has been broken. And the fact that the Supreme Court wasn't able to issue a decision today doesn't just set the system back even further. It takes us further from the country that we aspire to be.
Texas and 25 other states had sued the Obama administration over his action, arguing that the plan was unconstitutional since it conflicts with current federal immigration law. British voters are at the polls Thursday for what has been called the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from London.
A record 46 million voters were expected to go to the polls in a decision that could change the course of history in Europe. The question voters are answering is, should the United Kingdom remain a member of the European Union or leave? The vote culminates a two-month, very bitter debate that centered on the issues of immigration, sovereignty, and economics. Those voting for a Brexit cite concerns that Britain has lost control of its borders and given Brussels too much power. Public opinion polls leading into the vote Thursday suggested a narrow lead by the Remain camp. Markets in Europe rallied on the hope that the EU might not lose Britain, its second-largest economy. Results are expected Friday.
This is VOA News. A masked and armed man barricaded himself in a German multiplex cinema with dozens of people inside Thursday before being killed by police, according to officials. No hostages were injured at that complex in the town of Wernheim, which is 75 kilometers south of Frankfurt, according to the country's state interior minister. The assailant moved through the cinema complex, according to the information that they have. There were hostages inside, and there was a struggle with police until, in the end, the masked armed man was downed. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. Paris riots police swarmed the French capital's historic Bastille area Thursday as protesters gathered for the latest march in the campaign against labor reforms that has been violence. The march was given the go-ahead after bitter negotiations in which the government had first tried to ban it on security grounds before backing down and agreeing to allow it on a short, tightly contained route. Interpol launched a public appeal Thursday for help in catching people smugglers who make billions of dollars in profit from the flow of migrants to peaceful and prosperous countries from poor and strife-torn homelands. The international organization published on its website photos of 11 people it was targeting in connection with the operation. An Interpol study released in May showed people smugglers had made over $5 billion from the wave of migration into southern Europe last year. An Australian study has found that tough gun laws enacted 20 years ago have prevented mass shootings and cut rates of firearm-related murders and suicides. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Research published Thursday in the Journal of the American Medical Association has shown there have been no mass shootings in Australia since strict gun controls were enacted 20 years ago. While gun crime still persists in Australia, Sydney University Emeritus Professor Simon Chapman, who headed the research project, says the laws have prevented mass killings.
There is hard evidence now that if you take away the means of committing mass killings with firearms, you don't have mass killings for the next 20 years. That's been our experience here. That shows what can happen by sensible legislation. I think Australia's an example to the rest of the world here.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Thursday that race and ethnicity can be taken into consideration when deciding college admissions, upholding a contested affirmative action scheme at the University of Texas. There's a long-running case brought by a white woman who claimed she was denied a spot at the university because of her ethnicity. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.